Well, Elon Musk has scored two big wins for free speech, and he's kind of doing it on behalf of the rest of us, so we should be aware of this. So let's count them. First, Musk hosted a live Spaces on X with Donald Trump last night. This marked his return to the platform after being kicked off in the wake of January 6th. And Musk says that over a billion people tuned in across platform. It was an unscripted conversation with a presidential candidate. So you would think that that is a national value. We want to hear from somebody who is leading a major portion of votes in the polls. But the press thinks, oh, they're talking to Donald Trump. They're giving him unscripted access. They think we don't want this. We absolutely should collectively want this. The press should want that too. One of my favorite parts, I want to say, of the Twitter X space was when Donald Trump recounted a conversation with Vladimir Putin when he was president. And he said he had warned him against a war in Ukraine. And he said, Putin said, no way. And Trump responded, way. That was kind of fun.
Way.
I have a feeling it did not happen like that.
Yeah.
But it's his story to tell. It's his place to retell it. And it's my right to sort of have an opinion about it as a voter. Another part that I was keen to hear was that Elon Musk said that he would love to advise on a government board that controls government spending if Trump is reelected. And the president said, love it. I would love it. Guess what? I would love it, too, if anyone could rein in government spending. Musk discussed how inflation is caused by government spending and how that should not be controversial. He's quite correct. Now, in advance of this conversation, European Commissioner Thierry Breton sent a letter to Elon Musk and warned him about potentially harmful content. Here is the tweet that went along with this letter. I know you can't read the letter on your screen. It's a bunch of nonsense. I'm just showing it to you so you can read it for yourself if you want to. It is a not so veiled threat that hosting Trump on X could affect his current EU proceedings against X. He says that on the one hand, yes, free speech, but on the other hand, whatever we think is harmful to the EU that Trump says in this unfiltered content, we will hold you, the platform, accountable for. Well, the EU now says that Thierry Breton was not authorized to do this. In fact, they said that this was his own mind and his own way of thinking, and this was not approved by President Ursula von der Leyen. So what was he so afraid of that was said by Donald Trump? Why were they so worried about him being given the floor? He uses the fear of misinformation, but of course the EU has many times put out their own misinformation. I think we've proven that to you. We've covered that. If you don't remember, I will point you to those segments. Now, did Trump misspeak in his spaces? Well, sure. For instance, one community note where Donald Trump claimed he gave the largest tax cut ever. The community noted, well, this is actually the eighth largest tax cut since 1918, but it was the largest corporate tax cut. Well, we should be able to determine this for ourselves. We should hear Donald Trump say, I gave the biggest tax cuts, and say, well, other presidents have done it bigger, but that was a big tax cut. In terms of what our options are, the Democrats want tax hikes. So we should be able to hear that. We don't want that censored in under the guise of misinformation. And these are the types of information that are actually quite important. On X, they posted this data that showed who is listening on the platform. It shows that 37 million Democrats are on X right now versus 32 million Republicans. But guess how many voters are swing voters? According to their data, 34 million. So this is absolutely a place, right? In terms of when you think of what are the options, CNN are all going to be lefties. MSNBC, CNBC, those tend to be more leftist type voters versus Fox, which are righties. This is seems to be a place, a neutral place for speech. So Musk says that he will happily do one of these with Kamala Harris. She has not responded, and it's not very likely that she will do something like this. One, because it's out of context to just giggle the whole time, which seems to work for her in her rallies, to just giggle a lot while making eye contact with people. It's like her rallies are like a constant inside joke, don't you think? Like, I'm looking at you. We're looking at each other. I don't get it, but I'm not in on the joke. But she has not done unscripted interviews since announcing her candidacy, and neither has Governor Walz. So, okay, that is free speech win number one, the fact that we even had that live space. I guess it's a low bar for free speech these days, the fact that a live conversation happened. And we have to celebrate it because it almost did not. Second win is that the group that X had been suing for antitrust violation collapsed like a little bitch as soon as this lawsuit was filed. Not that one. Can we go through it? Nope. Keep going. Keep going. That one. This is the lawsuit that collapsed the advertiser group called GARM, or Global Alliance for Responsible Media. We talked about this lawsuit last week because it's pretty big. What they were doing was finding content on X that they didn't like, writing up bogus reports, calling it hate speech, and then pressuring advertisers that they don't like to not spend money on X, hoping that they could, if they couldn't censor the speech, they would collapse the platform. Well, X sued them, and so did Rumble. Here are just some of the advertisers whose money they were controlling. All of these groups were taking advice from GARM and saying, oh, well, we won't elevate this content. We won't sponsor on X if they're letting people be free. Well, last week they got slapped with lawsuits from X and Rumble. The lawsuits were filed on August 6th. And here is their statement about shutting down on August 9th. So they cannot handle it. You can tell they can't take the heat. So they got the heck out of the kitchen. They say they didn't tell advertisers to do what to do. Instead, they supported advertisers on their own independent development so that advertising dollars do not inadvertently support illegal or harmful content that damages their brand. But because of unfortunate misconstrued information, they are going to discontinue. But this case is still moving forward, in fact, because GARM is not the only defendant. And in fact, the CEO and the head of that organization was advising people in an illegal way, brands. So I hope that he's pulled into this personally to answer for this. I don't mind saying that. I hope you can't weasel out of a lawsuit by just shutting down your company. You can read more about what he did on the House of Representatives report on this matter, which is extensive and shocking. So will this association stop what they were doing? Will other associations stop this too? Or is this like a hydra where it will pop up in other forms? Is this a win or a temporary slumber of the censorship beast? Let us know what you think of this.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And so... Well, and of course, if you watch the mainstream media response to the Donald Trump spaces last night, I mean, they're all on the same page. And I think Elon even tweeted like a wall. He just showed a wall of commentary from these different newspaper publications.
It reads like a jealous ex-wife.
Yeah.
Because they're not doing actual information and open speech. You know, they want the ability to censor, so they have to crap on it when somebody else is.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot to criticize. I mean, if you want to sit there and listen to it was a conversation, not like a journalist interviewing somebody. It was a conversation. So if you understand that Elon Musk is not a journalist, he was having a conversation. So if you, look at it in that way, you're like listening in on a conversation about the future of the country. Sure. Talked a lot about Israel. They were really upset about that people would not be, pro-Israel. So they're both in the tank for Netanyahu, of course. So you could criticize that. There was a lot to discuss and have a conversation about. But for all of the mainstream media to come out, their headlines were like, Donald Trump slurs his words through a whole 3-hour conversation. It was like Donald Trump meanders and slurs like that. Like, that's your take on this?
Yes, they're discouraging you from participating in it. And as a viewer, like I said, this conversation about Putin where he said, I said, no way. And he was like, way. I'm like, okay. Obviously, that's missing important context about the war in Ukraine, about Putin being unprovoked and launching an attack on Ukraine. That's false. But I have the right to hear it and form an opinion about it.